Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from Spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from Spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for Raising Your Spirits, Tony Jinnis.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Tuning In with Tony. Today's edition is something that Spirit wanted to make aware of people. It's called intermittent patterns. Today's color is purple. The theme today is release, to be able to release some things. This is brought to you by Higher Self. It's a group of teachers that have been brought together to try to raise our vibration to a higher standard, a higher ability, so that as we are going through our daily lives, we are looking at things differently. The same things that are happening with other people, we're looking at that in a higher vibration. You could do that through readings. If somebody has a certain question that they would like answered, sometimes just knowing the answer, knowing the truth, changes your vibration dramatically. We've seen this many times in a reading. Also in a tuning situation where we are tuning your body, much like guitar, we're tuning a car, we're tuning something that is, everything is firing as per it needs to be. Our bodies are like that. We are like a piano where our tuning gets a little bit off. And so what those tuning forks do, that's how they actually tune a guitar or a piano, is through tuning forks of a different frequency and a tone. That's how our body works, is through vibration that way. We also have various classes that we work with. If you do energies through the home, we do things like feng shui, getting you to look at your home as a powerhouse or as a way to be able to have it detect what kind of things are going on. You can also do it through angel card reading. We have a class coming up, talks about that and how to read yourself and read other people as well. We can do many things through tuning forks and sound vibrations, through self-tuning classes. This is where you get three separate tuning forks and you could tune yourself every day through meditations that are in the book list, and we get a six-hour course. Now, one of the things that we want to talk about today, it's called intermittent patterns. So what is it? What is it about is that when we can predict something will happen, when we know that there is a cycle, it's very reliable, as they call it. This intermittent basically means that something is broken up, something is random. That's kind of what the definition is. These are a series of events or situations that are random and unreliable on the most part. Is we just don't know when it's going to work, when it's not going to work. Do you imagine if you had a car like that? How long would you keep the car? So in other words, we are conditioned. Everything in our life has a reason or a purpose of something that should work, should be doing something. It's amazing how many things in our lives are not predictable, that it is intermittent. And so what Spirit wanted to do today is basically give you that awareness of when you spot this, you'll be able to spot it and then saying, okay, now I know where it is, what it's going on with, and where it's going to be leading. Hopefully have you avoid it. Everything that counteracts you or that is against you or that it lets you down usually is considered an intermittent pattern, because it doesn't say it's going to be there. You're assuming it's going to be there. And this could be whether it's a person that's supposed to go and go to your recital. If you were a child and you were hoping that certain family members would be there or certain people would be there and they weren't, how did that make you feel? In other words, if that continues through your life, how long would you start to think that, is there something going on with me? And that's why Spirit really wanted to focus on this, because it has nothing to do with other people. It has to do with the knowledge of what this intermittent pattern is all about. See, one of the worst things you can be in is in an intermittent pattern in a relationship, right? This is where you're involved in something and it doesn't have really any forwards or backwards. It just is what it is. One of my favorite speakers that I like to listen to, she goes by the name of Teal Swan. Wonderful lady. She's very connected that way, and she has all kinds of master classes and so on. But in one of the classes, I really picked this out where she addresses this intermittent pattern. She actually says that she describes it as dynamic, that are in our place and in our energy that is unhealthy in most relationships. And it's the type of thing that we don't always do something about. They are usually abusive relationships, and this is where you understand why the person is in such a relationship. So when you hear the story of, let's say your relationship's going great, and you hear of somebody going through an abusive relationship, whether it's physical or mental. Mental's probably worse because those are scars that takes longer to heal. And we hear the story and we say, why don't you just leave? And they don't. And I have cases, even in my own circles, where people will come to me and they've been in relationships like that for 24 years. And then they said, enough was enough. That was the tip of the iceberg. That was it for me. 24 years? I would think so. In other words, sometimes we'll put judgment on that. Why didn't you leave sooner? So why? So today we're going to get you a little snippet of why people stay in those relationships and give you some understanding that if you know somebody going through this, this will give you some kind of insight as to how to maybe not so much head them in the right direction, but understand what their journey is more. Studies have shown in one part of it, Teal Swan talks about this. In one study, they brought together a group of mice and they put them in this large cage. One side of the cage, they had this little machine that had a lever. And when the lever is touched or pulled down, then a few pellets of food comes down and everyone can hear it. So it drops down and they feed. All the other mice are really excited. Then all of a sudden they realize, oh, if I pull this lever, food comes. Pull this lever and everybody gets it. All the mice, they really understand that every time they hit this lever, food comes. And once all the mice were conditioned that it was that type of thing, it was very, very reliable every time they hit the lever and it was just going constant. There's so many mice and they're always eating. And then at one point they said, they're going to turn it off. So they started turning it off. No matter how many times they hit the lever, no food came out. And they were watching the behavior of the mice to see what they would do. And no food came out, so they just lost interest. They just went about minding their own business type of thing. So that was no surprise. One of them said, why don't we do this? Why don't we have it where it's random? So whether they hit the lever once or 20 times or whatever the heck it is, they just hit the lever and maybe once in a while, food would come out. Let's see what happens then. Well, what the scientists were thinking at that time was whether or not they would come back, because they've already basically said they weren't excited. They weren't really interested. They left it alone. And sometimes there are some curious ones that are diehards. They'll go back to the lever and can just keep pushing it, and they just don't know any better. They pushed it. Then all of a sudden, one time they hit the lever and food came out. The others heard it and saw it, that this mice was feeding. So they went over to the lever, started pushing it, nothing, nothing. What the scientists thought, that they would just be so frustrated that they would leave. Well, the exact opposite happened. They were now obsessed with this lever. They just kept pushing it all the time. They realized that if they kept pushing it, somewhere, someday, whatever, food would come. And it did. And it totally changed the behavior of all the mice. And so what they ended up figuring it out is because while they were realizing that there's no pattern anymore, it's intermittent, it now became an obsession to stay with it. In other words, in a relationship, because they said even people, animals, or anything that cannot figure out what the pattern is, it goes right to obsession. Their brain itself goes through a phase where it releases dopamine, where when they hear the food, it's like happiness. They just want to get happy. And it became an obsession, and they couldn't get out of it. They couldn't get out of that loop, and they weren't losing interest anymore, because before, when no food came out at all, there was absolutely no reward, totally dead. But when it just came out all of a sudden, here and there, it was totally obsession. So this is, of course, the same as gambling, isn't it? You would put in $1,000, let's say, get back $100, and you're happy. You don't realize at the time, yes, from a mathematical perspective, you're still down $900. But it doesn't matter, because you still won something. Something came back. And that is the whole premise behind the gambling part. So let's just turn this whole matrix into a relationship. It's told that many times, even in abusive relationships, not all the time is it abusive. There are some moments that it's pretty good. And that's what they say. Oh, yeah, that was such an abusive relationship. It's almost like when it was good, it was great. When it was not so good, it was horrible. And that's directly from people that were in those relationships. When you are caught in that energy where you are figuring that this relationship is going to improve, and that's why you're staying, because you see little snippets of hope. He comes out and he says, thank you. Or he comes out and he says, great meal. Or he comes out, not very often. Most times he just takes advantage. But there are times where you get a little something and that's just enough for someone to stay. And this is how people stay in those abusive relationships for a long period of time. Because at that point, they're not looking at the damage, the collateral damage that's happening with inside of themselves. They're looking at the dopamine. When am I going to be complimented? When am I going to show that he's listening or she's listening? There's always that hope. And that hope never comes. It's always the 1,000-to-1 sort of scenario where you're putting in so much effort to get back very little. But the fact that you're getting back very little means now you want to play more, let's say in gambling, or you want to stay in a relationship longer, like in that, because I see snippets of improvement. So maybe if I stay a little longer, it might get even better and I will change this person. How often have we heard that doesn't happen? You don't change a person. You change the landscape. And this is why people do that. So they go through this obsession because it is partially what makes us tick. It's partially what gets us going in the fact that we are bred for things to work. We are bred for universal energies to come in and just make things happen. I mean, everything is predictable in nature. You know, the sun rises, then it sets. It's been doing that for billions of years. There's gravity or whatever level of energy there is there. There's also you come home and you see your dog. Once did you come home and your dog says, oh, you again? Never. They're always so happy to see you. Even if you go to get your mail and literally you're back in like 3 minutes, the dog is so happy you're back. It's like you're away for 8 hours. They're just so happy that you are there. It's so unconditional. And maybe that's why people can relate to animals and pets more than they do people, because dogs don't have grudges. They just live in the moment. And we are constantly trying to be like them and wondering why we can't release grudges, why we can't release the trauma that's been caused by, you know, us when we were in childhood, whether we were bullied in a school or whether you didn't have a great childhood. Either way, you are here today. And perhaps the people that actually committed a lot of those things, they might not even be around. And so there's no one to talk to say, you know what you did to me was really inappropriate, because they're not even here. They're in spirit form. And that's what spirit is always saying. Never ask for forgiveness or apologies from people, because that would mean your happiness is connected. Your happiness and peace is connected to someone else saying, yes, I am sorry, or please forgive me. Because even if a wild dream, and it's usually one out of 10,000, if that, it's probably more than that. Even if the person says, I am sorry, person will still say, I don't forgive you. I still don't. You know, in other words, even if you get what you wanted, it doesn't change because you're still holding on to it. And so when we look at energies that are reliable, looking at something that is solid, not intermittent, we don't like intermittent. You could only imagine, as I said, if you had a car that was intermittent, it works when it wants to. It starts when it wants to. Well, you're not going to have that car for long. But how many people can say the same thing about another person? They're not treating you right. From what I know today, and I can't speak for all women, you know, I can't. But if I was in that position, from what I know now, it would only take a day and I'd be packing. I'm gone. But that's just me. That's just from what I know, but sometimes we don't have that knowledge and awareness at the time. There's a lot of things I know now that I didn't know 30, 40 years ago. And I made decisions based on what I know, what I knew, and where I thought things were going. And that was my best decision at that time. It wasn't until time moved on, I realized, okay, that wasn't probably the best decision to make. But you know what? You made the best decision you could at the time. So somewhere in there, these intermittent patterns, you have to realize that they're just there as distractions. Because everything around you has a pattern. Everything. In flowers, in the way flowers grow, in the way bees, they make their hexagon-shaped cones. And I just found out the other day that the shape of the hexagon is the strongest shape ever because all of the patterns, they support each other. It is very strong and it is the most space conscious. If it was round, there'd be a lot of wasted space because there'd be holes in between the circles, or it can't be a square because it's not as strong. But the hexagon has this element that is so strong. It is so vibrant. And so that's why bees, it just comes out of them. It's part of the patterns of this world. When we look at things like sunsets and the sun rises, we look at the flowers and how they grow, it's a lot like they call it the Fibonacci series. Those of you that know math, there's a mathematical precision in how flowers grow. Like you look at a sunflower and it's not just coming out, but it's in circles and it has a pattern. It's a tordial thing. The same with the seasons. We have our seasons in certain places, and we know that every season is a pattern. And so you could only imagine, this is why when people are so used to the seasons in Canada, and then they move to California, where they could pretty much grow anything all year, it is a culture shock a little bit, because they're so used to that pattern. There's still another pattern there, but they haven't connected to that yet right away. So Canadians sometimes have a hard time in places like that where it's always warm and it's always like a good weather. When we look at things like the golden mean, it's all around us. Math is all around us and everything has a pattern. And you are bred that way. Every cell you have in your body, everything that you think about, the way your brain is shaped, there's a reason why your brain is shaped very similarly in one part of your heart. Because there is a brain in your heart, has the same pattern. And all this is stuff that we don't have to think about. It is just part of the pattern. So when we are experiencing intermittent patterns in our lives, Spirit wants you to look at what it is and realize, is there a pattern to this? Sometimes it isn't evident. The only time it isn't evident is when it comes out of another person. Because they are the only ones that can stop natural evolution. You know, we could think of what we need to do, what would be good for us to do, and we're the only species on this planet that would actually not do something that we're getting. Not by accident that you're passing your door on the way out, and then you see your umbrella, and then you think, it's going to rain today. Take your umbrella. But then you look outside, it'll be fine. Then you get out there, if you're golfing or if you're out doing something and it pours rain, I should have brought my umbrella. It was right there. I don't know why I didn't. So when you get these little snippets, it's part of the natural patterns of your energy. It knows that what's going to happen in a few hours. But we make the decision that, we don't need it, so we veto it. Again, we are the only species that do that, but any bear, any other animal, mountain lion, it doesn't matter. They all go and they live in the moment. They live for right now. Now, part of our evolution is we can use our brain in a way that we can visualize our future and how we would want it to unfold. Those are natural. That was given to us. That is sort of creator given. We are creators in this point. We have to visualize something first. And once it's clear in our head, then we keep thinking about it and keep thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, it's there. But a month and a half ago, I got this note that I needed to get a gong, a nice gong, a real nice deep gong. It just came out of the blue. So I said, really? and I just kept seeing it. So when that happens, you ask the question, who is sending this? In other words, if you're getting visions of something you completely did not have in your mind, completely did not have in your energy, and it's coming to you, and it won't go away, there's an energy that wants you to get whatever it is that you're getting. So it just wouldn't leave. And I says, okay, well, I don't know much about gongs. I do know they're very powerful. So I started looking at some videos about them, and I just meditated, and I says, is this what you want me to get? And it kept saying yes. Also keep in mind that anything that is universally as part of law, if something is connecting to you that it wants you to have it, it means that somewhere in there you want it to come in. You just don't know it yet. So anything that you want also wants you. There's a quote that says that anything that you want also wants you. So in this case, when you are looking at universal energies, things that are predictable, things that are reliable, then you have a sense that, okay, it is wanting me because it sees me and my energy doing something that will be more powerful and adding to the various experiences I can give the people that are coming to me. If an energy like the gong wants me, then let's think about it. I had ordered it, and normally it takes about 6 months because, you know, when I buy something or when I want something, I always buy the best. Because the people that come to me that want insight, the people that come to me that want to be taught certain things about energy, I don't spare any expense for that. I would rather not eat, but I will buy the best I can. Of course, the handmade one that I got from Nepal is like 3 times the price of anything else I've seen on Amazon or whatever. And I kept saying, look, this is the third of the... No, you need to get this. So I said, okay, I've ordered another one. And it's going to be about a year before I get that because it's one of those that it's handmade. It's very, very meticulous. It's all done by artisans and monks in Nepal, and they're excellent at what they do. After they actually create it, apparently, they'll sound it. And if one of the monks say it's a little bit off, they make another one. It's that kind of quality. It's hard to beat that. So that's the place that Spirit has connected me to, because that's the purity in what I can give the people that come to me. So if you're coming in for a reading, or eventually, I guess I'll be doing sound baths that I've been hearing about, when a bunch of people are coming in and we're just surrounding the whole room with sound and vibration, and it's just going to be so powerful. So there are things about the art that you will be doing, as long as you have the intention to be the best at whatever it is. And it doesn't matter what it is. Whether you're making canoes, making shoes, making dresses, you're a life coach, or whatever it is that you do, whatever it is. Always have this, I want to be the best in what I do. And that intention will go out, and only the best tools, the best teachers, the best people that will connect to you will connect to you. And it's been a blessing. It really has been, because now you're letting the intention that you've been putting in to start coming back and start picking those people ahead of you. And that is reliable. I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm buying the right thing. I'm on a reliable path. So this path is very predictable. I know I'm going to end up getting the best, and it's going to be amazing. I don't even know what it's about. I'm already excited. I have no idea. So I'm so used to the unknown, I'm happy being in there. I'm in the unknown most of the time, by the way. I'm just so comfortable being in not knowing what's going to happen next. And it doesn't have to be predictable for me in my human perception. It just is, I believe in the law. I believe in the pattern will always take me to where I want to take. However, if I think there's something that's not that great about me, that I feel that I'm less than something, or if I'm not enough about something, if I feel that I don't have much to offer, then that packages in, and it's the same vibration as intermittent patterns. These are the people, places, things, and events that'll come to you that have no pattern and constantly disrupt your whole life. Just when you think you got something organized and it's going in the right direction, as they say, go sideways, that's all they have to do is just move you to the side, because you're heading straight for your goal and all they have to do just before the finish line is just push you off and you don't pass the line sort of thing, if you looked at it that way. So that works in financial deals, that works in a business, that works in your personal growth, because somewhere along the line you feel that there's something missing. And there's nothing missing in anyone. It doesn't matter how they come in, doesn't matter what they say or do or whatever their perception is. Sometimes we'll go through a really, really difficult childhood, a really difficult time. And the fact that you're still here, the fact that you are strong doing other things, and I'll bet if you ask a good friend, a really best friend, am I a good mother or am I a good dad? Because somehow I just don't feel good about myself. What do you see? And inevitably, if this person is honest, they've been with you forever, they'll say something like, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. You're the best mom I've ever seen. You know, you're there for your kids all the time. Yes, you're working long hours, but you're not working long hours for, you know, extra money and that's it. You're doing it for your family. You're doing it for a purpose. You know, there's this one segment, and it was with Jim Carrey. I'm seeing Jim Carrey in this movie, and he's saying that I don't want to live my life anymore just like haphazardly or just in default or just whatever comes to me. I want things to mean something. I want things to have purpose and everything. And so he was flying to another country and then realized that he left the love of his life behind. And he says, I must be an idiot. This is not going to work. So I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. So he stopped at the airport. He said hello to the girl that met him at the airport that he was going to spend some time with. And he says, I got to go. Hops on a plane, comes back to the United States. I believe it was in New York. And he went right to this woman's house. And she wasn't there because she found out that he left. And so she was really heartbroken that the relationship didn't work out. And he ended up finding her at the courthouse just weeping. He says, where would I go? He said, this is exactly what life is all about. It's about feeling what you want to feel. And I can't shake this. When you can't shake this and everything seems right, but everything around you isn't, there's got to be something that you got to believe in. You got to believe in something, even if you're skeptical. Even skeptics believe in skepticism. They still believe in something, which is okay. You can't not believe in something. When you believe in something, and that is your identity, that this is going to work out, I have no idea how. I have no clue how it's going to work out. But I feel that there's a pattern here that I don't want to miss. There's something here that I just feel I need to go with. And it is those gut feelings and those hits that we get in energy that don't let those go by. It's so quiet. It's so subtle. And yet, it's perpetual. It's relentless. The intermittent patterns, they come and go, come and go. They're here today, gone tomorrow. Yes, it's not that great that our car doesn't start. It's okay. But overall, in your pattern, you want to be the best in something. Tell yourself. And look at yourself. What am I good in? What am I really good in? And sometimes it doesn't come to you right away. It's not that apparent. Sometimes you got to ask a friend, like, what do you see that I'm good at? Oh, you're awesome at math. Or you're really good with children. Or you're really good with elders. You're really good in whatever it is, whatever they see. Start there. That might not be it. But look at what people will tell you honestly. If you feel you have to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever profession because it's expected of you, understandably that it's noble that you are wanting to go in that footstep, but are you feeling it? When you make decisions based on that, your whole life changes. You're going towards what is real inside of you, and you're part of that golden mean. You can look it up. It's a mathematical equation, knowing that once you start off with X, it'll always turn into something much better. It'll always turn into something greater. The Fibonacci series is the same thing. Starts off very small, but then there's a beautiful pattern. Vesica Pisces, the infinity symbol, the Om symbol. They're not just symbols. They're a way of, it's a state of being. In fact, those symbols, when you paint it on a wall in a certain place in a healing room, will actually absorb negative energy. Who would have thought that? But it does. because the symbol represents something, because you believe in that symbol. Whoever painted it on there also is very important, that because the symbol understands the creator, whoever painted it on there. So it would be somebody that understands the symbol, and that's how it's painted. So it makes it even more powerful. So in this meditation, what I want you to do is look at some of the things in your life that perhaps doesn't have a pattern. There's always going to be something that isn't apparent, like something that's coming to you again and again, like you still meet the same person. Let's say you meet somebody at a bank, and then halfway through the day, you meet him again at a coffee shop. Why are the energies wanting us to see each other? I don't understand. Just say something like, yeah, it's been a nice day, or it seems like you're following me. He says, well, I guess the universe wants us to talk. So what's going on? And I've said that point blank to people. And then I find out that some of the people that I know, they know. And then we have this discussion. And then all of a sudden, the real truth comes out of who they are. And I says, aha, that's why they wanted us to get together. But, you know, don't try and judge what that happens, when that happens. So the meditation that we're going to play today is the one from the Beehive. About a year ago, we created one from bees, and there's a soundtrack, and all of it has something to do with just having faith in whatever pattern that you are in. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. The point is, you are part of something in the river. If you are in a river, you're in the flow. You might not be going in whatever direction, but you're in the flow either way. If there's something that you don't understand, something that you really want some insight on, so connect to this. So whatever it is that's going on in your life that really is some challenges involved, and just simply say this. What am I to learn from whatever that's going on right now? What kind of pattern is it? Because I can't figure it out. And it's not for your brain to figure out. It's for your ears to listen to what it could be and sort of pushing you in the right direction. Because if you ask, you will get an answer. Or whatever energy is moving you in a direction, it's always in the direction that's going to benefit you. It just might be your judgment that you don't think it's going in the right direction, but maybe it's perfect. Most times the readings I'm telling people is you're exactly where you need to be. And we've heard that. And sometimes people get upset because they still can't figure it out. When you think about this pattern, just say, what am I to learn on this pattern? As you're hearing the bees, it's very subdued, but you can hear the bees, and they are very, very calming. Just bring it all in. Listen to the sound. There's tuning forks in the background and other things that will just calm that down. And then just start asking questions about uncertain things. These are intermittent patterns. Do they have a pattern that I am not aware of? And then you're asking it, waiting for an answer.
everything. Thank you. please forgive me.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Thanks for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out at lovehigherself.com. Join the Facebook group, Tuning In with Tony, or attend group tuning classes with Tony in his online virtual weekly classes. You could also access the YouTube channel, Raising Your Spirits with Tony. Until next time, Namaste.